Good evening.
Evening, how you doing?
All right. How are
Good.
you? Good.
Think I got a name problem there, though. I had to fix mine, so.
Well,
All
I'll be Dorothy for tonight.
right.
Yeah, Dad.
Can we call you Dot? There you go.
Yeah, call me Dot.
Dot.
She goes by Hot Rod Dot, so
Okay.
there she is.
Okay, there you
He's a member of the commission. It's a
go.
Zoom
Oh,
meeting.
how did
You're
I get into
part of,
how was I brought into
I
this?
don't know. I forgot to change the
Oh,
name when I signed on.
okay.
I
That's
came up as Paula Lynn, so I.
fine.
Good. We go by different names. We never
To
change.
protect the innocent or something like that.
Yeah. Well, I didn't want to be a Hall. She didn't want to be a Lurch. So
Yeah.
that's there you go. We're happy, I
Yeah,
think.
that's good.
I'm
So, yeah, it
up here
seems
in
like I think.
Maine. I'm up in Maine.
Oh, you're in Maine. Oh, okay. Yep.
Yeah, so a little different background.
Looking at the roof there. That's the ceiling. A lot of
They
cross
got
beams, huh?
exposed, I think two by eights, exposed two by eights.
Oh, cool. That's
It's
kind of neat.
all
Yeah.
knotty pine. The walls and everything else are all knotty pine.
Oh,
Kind of
wow.
nice.
Whereabouts in Maine?
The place is called Weld. It's out near Farmington. It's in the mountains. It's not near. Everybody
Oh,
thinks it
okay.
goes to the coast, and this is not the coast. It's inland
Okay,
quite a bit,
cool.
up toward Rangeley. I don't know if you're up in the mountains.
Yep. Yeah, I
My
haven't been up
wife's
there
been
in
coming
a
up
long
here,
time.
huh?
Haven't been up there in a long time to Maine.
No.
Yeah.
Well, we come up every summer, every August. Usually, we come up here. My wife's been coming here forever, so.
Yeah, good. Yeah.
We like it.
Yeah, no, it's a nice state. It really is.
Yes.
My daughter and her husband just bought some property in northern Vermont, way up near Burke, so it's just like
Oh.
20 miles from the Canadian border. So that's where we've been spending some of our extra time. So
Yep. Nice
pretty
country to
awesome.
get away from the traffic and everything
Yep.
else.
Yep.
Although it's been cool up here, damp and cool, rainy and cool, it hasn't been that nice.
Not really. That's too bad.
We love Connecticut. It was hot, sticky, and everything else down here. We came up here and it got cool and
Yeah.
damp.
Can't
Can't win.
win exactly.
Good evening, Ross.
Hey, Jim.
Cameron.
How's it going, Ross? Cameron, how's it going?
Good. How are you?
Good.
Well, we got a quorum now anyways, right, Ross?
Yes, we do, and I'm hoping we got a couple other people. I actually had a question because I was checking the charter, and we're supposed to have five members and one alternate. And if you go out to the town website, we have four members and two alternates.
Okay.
So I don't know if the website is correct or not.
Well, you have to convert one of those alternates to a full member.
Yeah, I think Diane was supposed to become the full. I know, David, you're a full member now, correct?
I'm a full member now. Yep, I got sworn in.
Yep, and I think Diane was supposed to be as well a full member, and then that Michael was the alternate. So I have to check.
Okay.
Found my notes.
But it is 7 o'clock. I'm going to call the meeting to order since we do have a quorum. And Cam is going to be taking notes because we don't have a recording secretary or clerk tonight.
Yep, so just bear with me as I try to take notes and also talk at the same time.
Yeah, the important thing, Cam, is just to remember to record the motions. You know, like who made the motion, who seconded, and the vote. And that all has to be posted by Friday.
Right.
We have
Well,
48
this whole meeting's being recorded, so you can always go back and look at it again if you miss
Right.
something.
That's right. Yep.
So then, since we are all full members, I will just entertain them. We can get started, and I'll entertain a move that motion to approve our agenda as is.
So moved.
So Jim
Second.
and David seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, aye.
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 I'm up in Maine. I don't have a paper. Usually at home, I print out the agenda and notes. So maybe you could, we only have one item on the agenda.
Yeah, we have one formal item on the agenda, and we have some more under the wetlands agents report we have to talk about.
Okay. Yeah.
So basically, there's a public comment, and I'm looking, and I don't see any of the public. And then we have old business, and there's none. And then we have new business, which is number one, Notch Road. Jim, I'll just go through it. So Jim, it's just new business is just number one, Notch Road. Approval of the minutes is on there. And Cam's report, other, and adjournment. So I think there's a couple of things to talk about under the wetland agents report.
Good. Thank you.
All right. So no public comment. I don't see any old business on the agenda. So let's go on to the new business, which is basically a reboot of the application for One Notch Road, that garage and office building work down there, parking, storage, etc. And it's new permit because his permit expired, I believe, was it April, Cam?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Is expired in April without his completing the work. So he's basically resubmitting it exactly as is.
Okay.
Could you refresh my memory on the conditions we had on that permit? I know that they had a little higher area, higher plateau, if you will, that they're going to build the garage on. And I think that, I don't know if there's much, you know, weren't doing much drainage at all or anything, I think.
They were actually doing a little improvement to the drainage. They were filling in the existing man-made wetlands and replacing them with another retention basin. Cam, do you want to share the, if we have the permit?
Yeah, one second.
You had to go before P&Z. Did P&Z not give him a permit then?
No, he's just forgot to do, he just didn't get around to doing it. He got busy with other things and didn't realize that his permit was expiring. And he had some separate issues to move his business off Clark Road by July, which he took care of, which was P&Z. It was not not our issue within wetlands.
Okay.
So he just got busy with other stuff and we noticed that, I noticed some work looked like there was some things being done there. And I asked Cam about the permit and we found out it had expired. So we contacted him and he resubmitted. So it's basically identical to what we approved.
Installation of a well, grading and construction of gravel parking storage area. Creation installation, water management, infiltration.
So I would think we would want to approve it again with the same, he really hasn't done anything other than just bring in some fill that he was going to use on site to start, you know, filling in and regrading.
Mm-hmm.
That's all he had done. And so I think it behooves us to, you know, approve the plan again with the same conditions, because he said he had no changes to what he wanted to do there.
Right.
Okay.
And resubmitted. So
to refresh my memory.
Yep. No, that's fine, Jim. I'm just saying legally, it wouldn't really sit well for us to now deny something that we didn't approve, you know, that we'd already approved.
Oh, right.
Well, I agree, but yeah.
Yeah. No, I'm fine with refreshing it. I just wanted to make clear that, you know, just he isn't changing anything. So we really don't have any grounds to tell him to not do it now.
Understood.
there any other questions about this permit?
So he didn't get the approval from P&Z, so he pretty much stopped and didn't do anything. Am I correct in saying that?
No, I don't. His P&Z stuff is taken care of. His P&Z stuff that I'm aware of was related to his keeping business equipment over on Clark.
Right, okay.
And okay. He needed to get it out there. Ideally, he was going to get it into here, but he couldn't, so he moved it to another location in Manchester. So he solved the problem for Bolton, you know, with the equipment at his place. And in the middle of all that and doing other work, he just didn't get around to doing anything here other than to truck in some material for Phil.
Okay.
And while we're looking at this, I will note that Cam and I did go down and talk to Mr. Was it Blandy?
Yep.
Today.
Yes.
Yes, so. Bill. We went to talk to him today because I had noted that the equipment was gone and that there was some fill that was trucked in. And since he didn't have a permit, I was wondering what was going on. So we asked him to come down. He was very nice about it, very helpful. So he came down and met with us, and we explained that he really couldn't do anything in there because he didn't have a permit now. He was back sort of, you know, back to where he was before, and that we needed to look at this. We couldn't approve it tonight because he was actually filling the wetlands and doing work within. So we couldn't delegate it to Cam. So I explained we would talk about it tonight and then we would have our final discussion and approval vote next month, you know, in September. So he was good with that. The only thing he asked us about was actually what we talked to him about was cleaning up some outwash that, you know, basically gravel and silt that had washed down the driveway into Notch Road. So he actually brought it up that he was going to come back and clean that up and get that out. And if you look on these plans to the top of the picture, he has a swale that goes down towards that drain.
Mm-hmm.
And he wanted to know if he could put in a pipe. Because into re, you know, replace the swale with a pipe, and so that would actually be a slight modification to this. And we thought, you know, if it was on the plan, then it wouldn't matter if we asked him to, if we let him do it ahead of time, to you know, as a mitigation while we were waiting to approve the plan, because it would be good to reduce the gravel, you know, getting washed out onto the main street. But I don't see any plan on here. Cam, what is that arrow pointing to? Because there's an arrow that goes down to that, you know, that line where the swale is.
Let's see. So the limit of proposed paved driveway.
No, on the other side. If you look, see where that little two parallel lines are. There's a call out line that goes up to the left to the corner of the screen. I'm just wondering what the call out was on that.
Yeah.
Oh, so he actually does have a driveway culvert proposed then. Yeah. RCP culvert. So if that's what he wants to install, then he could do that.
Is this the latest plan?
Yeah, this is the latest plan. So this, like Ross was saying, it hasn't changed since the last, the last extension. He originally got the permit several years ago, extended it in 2021, and then it just expired. The extension expired in April. So this is the most up-to-date plan and has not changed since that extension.
Yeah, so then I guess our discussion is okay to have him do if he wants to install that culvert now.
I didn't notice that myself, so that works out.
So, Jim, the discussion was he asked if he could just install the culvert because it would help him keep the stuff from washing out into the street. And so we thought that. Excuse me.
I'm trying to identify the culvert in a drawing. There's one where it says proposed gravel just below the proposed. There's a. It looks like a pipe. Is that the pipe?
Yeah, if you look where it looks, where the contour line, just below the contour line for 622, okay. Right where he's moving the cursor.
Yeah.
He asked if he could go ahead and install that. And to me, that could be something that, you know, we just have, like, Cam issues him a note. Yeah, we talked about stabilizing the site until he can begin work again, you know, after the contract's approved. And that stabilization would include installing this culvert and to clean up the glom that had, you know, silt and stuff that had washed down the driveway.
What size is that pipe? So I can't see the tag on the end.
I think it's, was it 13 inch that it say up there?
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm not sure. 12 inch.
12 inch.
Okay.
Yeah, reinforced concrete.
And there was a building on this plan at one point. Is that building not proposed now?
Let's see.
Oh.
The storage bins down here, is that what we're talking about?
Equipment storage area?
Yeah, I don't think there were any buildings proposed.
Okay.
Yeah, because this is whatever, this is the same, this hasn't been changed.
Yeah.
I thought there was a couple versions of this, so okay.
So are you guys comfortable with what, you know, so I don't see anything that we need to change on this. The only thing that we, Cam and I had wanted to talk about, would you guys be comfortable with just asking, you know, agreeing, you know, allowing him to go and put that culvert in now to help stabilize things till he gets, you know, the permit approved again.
As well as redressing the construction entrance apron.
I mean, they're both positives, right? I mean, it's.
I don't have an issue with that work.
Yeah, sounds good. Good.
And do we have any other questions? He's not going to be here tonight because we said he didn't really need to, since this was a duplication of what he had submitted previously.
Okay. When I get back home, I like to look at this thing bigger, you know, so I can. Because I thought there was a building in here, you know, and it don't see a building now. And what changed? What happened? It sounds like it's just a material handling area. It's not. You know, I talked about proposed where he's going to do equipment maintenance building, and I don't see that at all. So
we could ask him that. Now, Cam, if you would just, you know, ask him about the, you know, are there any buildings proposed? Because we thought there had been one time.
Sure.
And then Michael just texted me and said he didn't get the email from Danielle.
Uh-oh.
But I see it on here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I got to have that Zoom link. I'm not Zoom savvy. I use that link to connect.
So let me go and. Let me just check with him. So hold on a sec.
Date of the notice that Daniel sent up was August 15th at 11:42 in the morning. If it helps him to locate her email.
I'm just going to send it to him again. Now give me a second. Thank you. Okay. Any other questions then? So it looks like, yes, in general, we're comfortable with, you know, just renewing the permit, not renewing, issuing the new permit identical to the old one. There's just a couple of questions, a question about, does he have any buildings planned on it? And then the other item was, yes, it's okay for him to go and put the culvert in and clean the washout off the apron. Okay. Then let's move on to the next thing, which was approval of the minutes from our previous meeting.
I apologize. I haven't got the minutes and I didn't read them, but I kind of doubt there's any problems with it.
I didn't see any issues with it.
Me neither.
There's Michael.
Hi, Michael. Sorry I'm late.
Okay, so let's just note that Michael joined at, 7:19?
All right.
And Michael, we had just finished new business and we had moved on to the approval of the minutes of our July 25th regular meeting.
Okay.
And just before we get into that, just a quick question for you. Did you get appointed as an alternate, correct, or a regular? Yes. Okay.
Alternate.
Yeah, because I have to just check with Diane, because they're still listing her on the website as an alternate, and I think we moved her to a regular member because we're only supposed to have one alternate, so I have to check on that.
Okay.
So anyway, Jip, we're looking at the July 25th minutes. So I don't know if you had any questions or comments.
I wasn't at that meeting, so I can't comment.
Well, then, like I was going to say, I had none. I don't know if you had a chance to look at them, Michael.
Yeah, I looked at them. They look fine to me. I have no comments.
And Jim?
You didn't look at them. I'm sure they're fine, though.
So then I will entertain a motion to approve the minutes as is.
So moved.
Do I have a second?
Second.
So that was Jim. And who seconded it? Was that
Dave?
And then any further discussion? If not, I will do a vote. David, you can abstain if you want.
No. Aye.
Was that an aye or an abstain?
No, that's an aye. We'll give you the aye.
Okay, Jim?
Aye.
Michael?
Aye.
And then Ross, aye, so they pass unanimously. And then we can go on to the wetland agent's report. So, Cam, it's all yours. Got some cool things, some updates. We have a few interesting things to talk about.
Yeah, definitely. So I think I'll maybe start with 271 Hop River Road. I have not really heard back yet from them as to whether they've cleaned up in the back in the wetlands or not yet. I know that they had been doing that, and then they've recently started some more construction. So I've been trying to get in contact with them. I think I'm going to have to give them a call. I'll be honest, I keep forgetting to call. And I think I sent two emails and haven't heard anything back. So I'll have to just give them a call there regarding that. And then we've been working with the state, the town on behalf of the applicant for the trail connection to the Hop River Trail, and we had a meeting about that today, where it was a little confusing, I'll say, but I think that as it stands, DEEP is for the trail. They're ready for the connection, and we'll kind of see how that plays out from here on out. They just didn't want too much going on DEEP property regarding the connection, and they didn't want any signs or anything that they would have to maintain. And so we assured them that this would just be mostly on the applicant's end. I'm sure there's going to have to be some sort of work at the connection, you know, a part of it on DEEP's land. But I think that where we left it, they thought it sounded like a doable situation. And so we'll see how that goes. And as that goes forward, we'll talk about the proposed stream crossing that's a part of that trail. So,
yep.
All right. Moving on to 35 Lakeside Circle, permit number 2023-2. So that is the deck that was voted on. I can't remember if it was the last meeting or two meetings ago. So we approved that, and I haven't really gotten an update, but I did just email the applicant today, and I guess they got back to me after my work hours. Let me just read the email. A voicemail was forwarded to me. Let's see, 1 second.
Is the work complete?
I don't think it's complete yet. The silt fence is up. They are working on it currently. All conditions are being met, and said that I can swing by any time to take a look. So I'll probably head out there either tomorrow or Thursday and see the progress and report back. All right. 180 Bolton Center Road. So that's a building permit. Work has continued up until a few weeks ago, just about the end of last month. And I guess he was asked by zoning and or Board of Health for updated plans, and he did not provide them in a timely manner. And so his building permit was revoked. So he has not been doing any work, and now there is bare soil exposed on the majority of the site. I'm not sure if anyone's driven by, but you know, it's very easy to see from the road. I've had a couple of phone conversations with him. I just had one last week, and I tried talking with him a couple weeks ago about putting hay down or temporarily seeding or doing something in accordance with the 2002 guidelines for erosion and sediment control. And he originally agreed, and then nothing happened. And so I sent an email, which I copied Ross on, and followed up with another phone call. And I believe it was 8/18, the 18th of August. He claims that he's expecting the permit to be reinstated any day, doesn't want to cede the site if he's just going to go tear it up, which I can understand. But at the same time, you know, we asked him to do it about a month ago. And he can also put hay down, he can seed it, there's a couple of options for stabilizing the site, and he did not meet those before. And I asked the building department And they said there's not an exact timeline. So I don't think there's how to put this in a nice way. I think he may be being optimistic when he says that it's going to be issued any day now. So I just wanted to see how the commission feels and how we think we might want to proceed with that one.
So he's waiting for a building permit?
Yeah. So he, you know, this was originally a building permit. And he does have a wetlands permit for this work as well. And his building permit was revoked because he had a plan. I'm not 100% clear on it, but I don't know if he was the one who initiated a plan change and didn't get the plans to them, to the town, or if the town requested new plans, said, I know, he needs an update of some sort and he didn't get, I'm not 100% clear on it, but that's the comment, that was, on the website. So,
we would also need to see the plans too, or you would, in order to see if he had changed the footprint, the location of the house. Was there any substantive change that could affect the wetlands?
Right.
So he can't do anything until the plans get reviewed by the building department, which would include you, Cam.
Yep.
So I think it's been sitting there for over a month with the soil exposed. We've not really pushed the issue. Cam did send him that letter. So my thoughts, and, you know, I'll entertain any discussion on this. I'm just a little bit frustrated and I feel that it should be, the exposed soil should be covered at this point because we don't have a timeline. If the building department had gotten back and said, you know what, we could get it done by, you know, he'll have his permit by Friday, then I'd say fine. But if it's kind of open-ended, I'm more of the, why don't you stabilize it?
It seems like, is he got a new buyer there? The original plan, he was going to, his spec house or whatever fell through, and now he's looking for a new buyer, may have a new plan. And it's all kind of up in the air now.
There's a for sale sign up in front of, you know, on the property.
Right. Mm-hmm. You ought to at least put the silt fence up and keep the, if there, it's a very flat area, it's not a big problem, but you got to put some silt fence up to, there's some kind of silt protection to keep the soil on the lot.
He does
we
have.
Don't want it washing into the.
He does have a silt fence installed along the back edge where the wetland is. So,
Jim, the issue, I guess, is more so soil leaving the front of the site and going out into the street. So there is a construction entrance and there is a swale, the soil can still either go into the swale and then get into stormwater, or it can possibly just get straight into the street. Because that's where there isn't any silt fence. There's silt fence on the sides, on either side of the lot, next to the neighbors, and then on the back of the lot, you know, between the limit of disturbance and the wetland. So it's covered on those three sides, but not on one. And then, of course, there's dust control as well. So it's more an erosion issue than a wetlands issue. But since he has the wetland permit, being in compliance with the 2002 guidelines is a condition of his wetlands permit.
And that would call for him to seed the whole area?
Or hay it?
Yeah, just do something to stabilize the site since work has ceased for over a month and all the soil is bare and exposed. And so it's, you know, easy to go up as dust and get swept away or get washed away with heavy rains, which of course we've had. So
the whole lot has been cleared and grubbed, so it's all loose soil. There's no trees left on it. It's just basically a dirt lot from the road back to the silt fence.
Right.
Well, then we should press him to stabilize that area.
Right.
Seed or hay or whatever.
I don't see any reason why he can't hay it. I can understand his concern about seeding, but haying shouldn't be a problem at all.
Yeah. It's not like he has a defined, you know, a date, agreed on date when he's going to start that's in the near future. Because I would agree with you, Michael, too, that if he did have a, you know, go forward plan and we knew what that was and it was relatively short, then I'd say, yeah, don't make the poor guy, you know, spend the money. But it's been a while. So I guess, do you want to just ask him to comply with the requirements again, Cam? Say that we talked about, I'm just talking out loud for the whole overall commission. It seems like then the consent is we should ask Cam to write him a note to please go and stabilize the site per, you know, these sedimentation and erosion controls that are a condition of the permit, and that would be either to hay it or apply grass seed. And if, you know, he would have to show cause why he can't do that, which would mean that he would, it's more or less, it's a violation. So I don't think he could start work with the other parts of the town until he resolved the violation.
Yeah.
So I think that would also cover us, you know, that way too.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah, it sounds reasonable.
I agree.
Okay.
All right.
So if you want to work on the wording with that, you can find some of the old ones Barbara, you know, has issued, and then you and I can take a look at it before you send it.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you.
And I'll copy you on that. Copy Jim on that too, please. Since he's vice chair, and if he needs to be able to know what's going on to cover in case I can't do something for whatever reason.
Yeah, okay. Good to know. Let's see. A couple of things that came my way and I signed off on that were not within 100 feet and therefore not subject to the wetlands regulations were 19 Norma's Way. That is trying to remember what the river is. Not sure if it's the Black Ledge that goes by there, but 19 Norma's Way, there is a deck rebuild happening there, but it's not within 100 feet of the stream or any wetlands. And then 7 Loomis Road is a planning application for new 62 and older apartments. It's going to be 6 units, about 1,000 square feet each, and there's no wetlands within 100 feet of there either.
Oh, that's on Loomis?
Yep. Yeah, the corner of Loomis, and I want to say it was the corner of Loomis and West Street. I would have to look again. I can't remember off the top of my head.
Yeah, you got me curious. Don't look at the map. Let's see. Let's go down to Loomis.
What was that Loomis Road address? It was a
7 Loomis.
Well, we got the nursery on the west side of Loomis.
Yep.
And there's a house on the right side, on the east side. But then there's some open space on the east side of Loomis up near west. There's a lot of open areas on Loomis.
Yeah, here, I can pull it up and share my screen in a second.
Okay, but just because we're just curious, it would be interesting.
Yeah.
And what are you proposing there?
It will be 72 or 62 and older housing.
How many units, how many buildings? A lot of...
Yeah, it was. Let me go find it again.
I think you just said, what, 6 units, 1,000 square feet each?
Yep. Yeah. Each one is a one bedroom with 10 by 10 storage areas and 10 by 10 covered patios, paved parking, all that kind of stuff. But yeah, no wetlands within 1,000 feet or 100 feet, sorry.
One building with all these different units in it, or is it multiple units?
Yeah, one building with multiple units. All right. So, always hard trying to press multiple buttons at the same time while sharing a screen.
Yep.
All right. So, it's this lot right here. By the corner of Loomis and West Street. It is currently an open lot. And this is the lot right next to it is the one where, what is it? Yeah, Loomis Road Associates. It's the building that's cut into the side of the slope there.
Yeah.
So this open lot, wetlands on site, and I believe that it's just going to be regular straight in from the road access and towards the center or over here on my left, looking at the screen side where my cursor is coming in there, and then the parking lot and the housing will be on the side near the slope.
What's the footprint of the building?
What was that?
What's the footprint of the building? 30 by 75. What's the footprint of the building?
I don't remember off the top of my head. I want to say it was 35,000 ish. Yeah. So let's see. It was.
Well, if it's 6,000 square feet, so 20 by 30.
Yeah.
It's the size of a good-sized house.
Yeah. Yeah, they're all one-bedroom apartments, fairly small. But overall, you know, since there's going to be six of them, it's going to be probably about the size of a three-bedroom home, I would assume, just as a quick reference.
Because you could do three down each side of it or something like that, some facing Loomis, some the other way or whatever.
Right.
If I want to look at a plan, do I have to go to the building department and get a look at the plan there for the footprint?
Yeah, probably. I think that since it's an open application, it is public record, but I would have to double check on that before sharing it. So just because, you know, it's not subject to wetland regulations. So
I don't think it's just a P&Z thing, Jim.
Okay. Thanks.
Talk with our new building guy and see what's up. What else, Cam?
All right. I think that's it for lot updates. And so because this permit expired for One Notch Road, and we didn't realize it until, you know, 3-4 months had gone by, and just kind of got lucky and, you know, realized that it had expired because work had started, and they didn't realize that their permit had expired either. Because of that all happening, Ross and I have been trying to figure out a way to remind us and or the applicants of permits that may be about to expire. And I've been working with Danielle in the building department on this as well. And the system that we have set up now, we think that it'll work where on the website we can put in an expiration date when we issue the permit, and the website will remind them a month ahead of time that their permit is about to expire. We thought that's probably the best way to keep track. And then just for our own purposes, I have an Excel document that I was able to export from the website, and then fiddled around with it a bit to show active permits, which I'm just realizing I forgot to pull up beforehand. So I'll have to see if I can find that right now.
Can you just share the screen? I have it up.
Oh, yeah. Feel free to share.
So let me go and share that. Make sure I share the right thing. Share. You folks see my screen?
Yep. Right.
Let me go and enlarge it just a little bit. So you can see horizontally and at least get an idea for what it looks like, and then have any comments. Again, I want to thank, you know, Danielle and Cam for doing this, because it was something with they, you know, we haven't done before, so this is like all new stuff. So again, I want to thank them for their effort on this. So what would you guys like to see? Because right now we've got you know, the permit number, the applicant's name, date. Does the date say, Cam, is the date submitted the date they applied or the date we approved?
That's the date they applied. So the permit expiration will be 1 day and a year off from when the permit was issued. So for example, 35 Lakeside Circle, that permit would have been issued on September 28th, 2023.
Okay, because what we, I would like to see if we could just put that on there too, is that it was.
Yeah.
I think it would probably be good to notify them sooner than a month in advance, because they would need time to decide if they wanted to, what they wanted to do with it. Was it going to be okay as is? Did they have to modify it? And
yeah,
a month might not be enough. So it's probably better, like, let them know it 3 months. What do you guys, the rest of you think?
3 months would be better, I think.
I would think so too.
Yeah, because they need to get into a meeting agenda. And that could take a month at least.
And if people look at this, I guess I need help here. Is this the spreadsheet? Is this something that is readily accessible by everyone, all the applicants? Is that...
No. This spreadsheet mm-hmm. would just be for our purposes. Okay. So the website itself will remind them, and we can set that to now 3 months ahead of time. But Danielle had brought up that if we were keeping track of this ourselves and were telling the applicants when their permits are about to expire, you know, the responsibility is ultimately on the applicant. It is written into the permit that way, and I believe into our bylaws as well, that it's ultimately their responsibility to know when their permit expires and to either, you know, renew it or close it out before it expires. And, you know, trying to help them out is definitely a good thing. And so trying to remind them is obviously going to benefit everyone. But we don't want to let one person slip through the cracks. And, you know, even though it won't be legally, you know, on us to remind them. If, you know, if we just forget to remind one person by email, if I'm just keeping track of it in a spreadsheet and emailing each person a few months ahead of time, if one person slips through the cracks, then, you know, it's just not a good system. So that's why we figured an automated system via the website, the OpenGov website where they apply and we issue the permits. We figured that was our best solution.
So this the site would send a reminder to the applicant directly.
Right.
Yeah, that would be better.
Yep. Yeah, the so only some, issue
is that something the site can do, or do you have to get someone to code it? Oh, the site can do that already, all right?
Yeah, sure. Yeah. And so we already sort of set it up and tested it out, and I think we had set it for a month. I can't remember off the top of my head if we did do it longer, but I'll make sure that it's at least 3 months.
I wouldn't go sooner. I wouldn't go any earlier than 3 months. They'll forget.
And yeah.
You go... But see, I'd say either 2 or 3 months, because 1 month is just not enough time, because depending on where that happens to fall, they might not get to a meeting of ours in time.
Right. Yep.
So I'll try the 3 months. So, you know, again, I think this is great work that, you know, Danielle and Cam did. And you know what, Cam, what I would ask, and what if the rest of you guys think this too, is would this be good to like just have a quick review of this each, you know, one of our meetings, just so we're aware?
Mm. Yeah,
I think it's a good idea.
Yeah, I agree.
Because I really was kind of in the dark. I was relying, you know, I've always relied on Barb and Cam, you know, to do this. And then we had this issue with Notch, and it's, it turns into kind of it's a silly inconvenience to, you know, for this, you know, for the applicant to go through. And if we can help and partner with them, but the burden is still on them because it is their permit.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I can, obviously there's some gaps, some information missing, especially on projects that are or are not completed, and, you know, permit issue date and those sorts of things. So I can fix up the document a little bit, and then I can make it into a PDF and send around to all the commissioners once it's in a, you know, more presentable shape. Mm-hmm.
No, that would be good, because some of this stuff I'd also like to know, and some of these where they've expired and we know the work hasn't been completed, it's a good thing to know, because we can sort of swing by every once in a while and make sure that they're not doing anything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or that they understand that, hey, it's expired. You know what? You can't do anything now.
Right. Yeah.
Unless you come back.
Yeah. And yeah, so one example that I did want to address was 271 Hop River Road. It looks like their permit is actually about to expire. And so I'll see if the system has sent them an email reminder. And if not, then... you know, I'll go back and forth with Danielle about, you know, why it might not have done that. Since again, this is still a new system and we're kind of in a testing phase, if you will. But hopefully it did send them a reminder, and, or it will, if we did set it for only a month, and it would have, you know, been,
So here's a quick question for you. Like, we're talking about, 271. We have them in here twice, because I see them at line 12 and line 7.
Yep.
Because I know they came in, they were originally not going to remove the old gas station. They were going to kind of work with the existing structures, and then they came back again to say, no, we can't, the buildings are really in worse shape than we thought. So they came back and redid the permit. Right. So. One of these I don't think applies and needs to be on here.
Yeah. So, you know, I think some of these older permits as well, like from 2020 might not even be necessary to have on here. This is just what was imported or exported from the website. And then I added the expiration and completed columns. And so I just had it in twice just so that we know, you know, 20 conservation permit before we changed it to inland wetland. So on the left-hand side, column A record number. So it's C21-9 conservation permit 21-9. Yep. You know, we just know, hey, why is that one missing? You know, yep. And so why is conservation 21-8 missing? That one I'll have to add in, but I remember that one was actually, it was either a test permit, that they were doing, on behalf of the town, just to test the system and then hold it, or it was a permit that was, applied for and then pulled, or it was something along those lines. So we never issued, 21-8, but the system recorded it as a permit. And so it's, yeah, those sorts of things. It would just be good to, I think, have those unless you guys think it's not worth, you know, something like that where you put it in twice.
I would think it'd be primarily interesting just wetland permits. So I don't see the point of tracking conservation permits.
Well, those are of the old numbering system, correct?
Yeah, so the conservation permits are the wetland permits. They just used to be called conservation permits in the website.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's just it's a new numbering system.
Yeah. I'm not sure if they switched to this current system then and were able to call it wetland permits, you know, switched website to OpenGov from something else at that time, or why it switched from conservation to inland wetland, but they're all the same permit. That's just what they were called in the website that changed.
So the IW supersedes C, if you will. I mean, is that correct? I mean, are all of those C items, conservation items, going to disappear from the list eventually, and it's all going to be wetland IWs?
Yes. Yep. Yeah, eventually they'll all disappear. There are a couple of them there that are still active, such as, you know, 0 Brandy Street and 271 Hop River Road.
Okay.
Any other questions for Cam?
No, not for me.
No, I have none. Oh, have we gotten invitations to the Kakiwik conference yet? I haven't seen any.
I haven't seen anything.
Yeah, me neither.
No, because I've gone looking out on their site because I've gone before, they usually send me stuff. But anyway, just to let folks know, it's usually in November, beginning of November, end of October, and it's the Connecticut Association of Conservation and Inland Wetlands Commissions.
Yes.
And we are a member of it, and it's very good. It has a number of several different breakout sessions. They have a keynote speaker at noon. They've got an introductory speaker in the morning, you get lunch, and they have several different learning tracks, they, you know, involving either conservation or legal issues, and sometimes also just, I think they have new ones now for climate change related as well. And it's really very good. The town will pay for it. So the way it works is when they do schedule it, you would... Just go and sign up, pay for it, and then submit your receipt to Danielle Palazzini, and you would get reimbursed from the town. It's in our budget. We have a training budget.
Okay. And so, this is November?
It's usually the beginning of November or the end of October.
Okay.
And I think it's around $60 or $70 you put down, and then the town will reimburse you for it.
And where do they hold that conference, Ross? Is it move Gosh, around? Or?
It moves around. I'm trying to think where the last one was, if it was down.
Down on the shore somewhere. Right?
I don't remember exactly where it was, but it was somewhere down by the shore. It wasn't on the shoreline, not in one of those towns, but it was in south central Connecticut somewhere.
I'm thinking it was, yeah, because they moved it. It was like Meriden or something. No, not Meriden. North, oh, gosh, down near North Haven or somewhere in that area.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it might have been North Haven. Yeah.
Or it was a Cromwell. I don't know if it was that far south. But anyway, they've had it. They try to put it somewhere close to the center of the state. It's been in Wallingford. It's been in Cromwell. And they, you know, they try to find a central location that's affordable. Okay. So I'll keep an eye out for it in Camwell because we're on the mailing list and we are remembered.
The website says it's scheduled for November 11th, but it says it doesn't have any location information.
Okay. And we, when you sign up for it, we are a member organization. We pay dues. So pick the cheaper price to, you know, sign for. Because I think it's a $10 difference or something like that. But we're a member commission, so we get the discounted rate.
Mm-hmm. And like Ross said, you'll be reimbursed for it anyways. So. I thought last year they had good programs. I think it's definitely worth going, especially for, you know, if nothing else, just for that legal refresher. They have a couple of lawyers come and discuss things and answer questions that anyone may have about legality and the wetlands permits and the statute and everything. So that's really, really beneficial. And I think anyone who can make it should try to go.
And there's also UConn periodically, let me just stop sharing the screen. UConn periodically also has various wetlands things. We went to one in the fall about forestry last year. It was quite good. It was hands-on and around and watching forestry activities, going to a slit trench so you could see the soil strata and what it really looks like when we're talking about wetland soil. So there's lots of interesting stuff. And as we get notified, we'll let the rest of the commission members know. So I think we kind of segued into other, which was this discussion. And anything else folks want to talk about under other? And if not, then I will entertain a motion and a second for adjournment.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, then we are adjourned. Thank you, guys, we'll see you next month.
You bet.
Thank you. Sorry for being late.
Oh, no worries. No problem. Sorry, who motioned that and who seconded?
Dave.
He motioned and I seconded.
Okay. Great. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Good night. Okay.